We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can also stream us via iHeartRadio and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. A little bit later, it is a Game Show Wednesday. We're going to play Name That Holdout. Okay, I don't know if you heard this one, Cakes. Yeah. I tested one with Jason. We always wonder if our questions are too hard, too easy.
Yeah.
Can you name this holdout?
I'll try.
Washington slapped a franchise tag on him in 1997. Big defensive lineman. He held out the entire year before they traded him to Carolina.
Oh, Sean Gilbert.
There you go. You pulled it.
I'm silly like that. I don't know what to tell you.
Big Sean Gilbert.
Yep.
All right, join us right now is our pal Joe Theismann, former Washington Redskins great quarterback legend. Of course, he used to throw a lot of passes to Art Monk, who's going to have his number retired. What's up, Joe?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How'd you feel about that for Art Monk before we dive into the Terry situation?
I am so excited for Art. You know, it took way too long for him to get into the Hall of Fame. And now what the Commanders have done is they've expedited the process for him to be a part of having his jersey retired, his jersey number, and it's just great. I mean, you know, Art started as a running back. He was a running back at Syracuse. And when we got him here in Washington, it's amazing what Coach Gibbs saw in him. But I'll tell you a funny story about him. Art, you know, obviously was a wide receiver and had to learn to become one. And the funny part of it was, is Art couldn't get away from bump and run coverage. They'd put somebody on him and it would be like a little bit of a fist fight just trying to get away. So Joe, in his wisdom, basically said, well, we're not going to leave you stationary. We're just going to move you harder to hit a moving target. And so if you look back on our games, all the movement was done by Art. So which means he had to learn every position and he became proficient at it, but he never had to worry about bump and run coverage again. And I mean, it was a delight to throw the ball to. He's a big target, always caught the football. And once he got the ball in his hands, then he became the running back that he was in college. So it was a fabulous combination. He did so much for us, for our franchise. And, you know, I'm thrilled that he's going to have his number retired.
You, of course, played in Lake Tahoe. Before we dive in, how was that experience for you?
It looked like an unbelievable property.
Weather was beautiful.
Yes.
I'll leave it.
Are you not going to talk about your game? Oh, come on.
No, the game wasn't that good. I just can't hit it as far as I used to. Yeah. I think, you know, length is a big thing. I mean, even if you watch the tour, you know, you look at the guys that hit it a long way. They have, I think, a distinct advantage on tour. It's difference when you've got an 8-iron in your hand and a five hybrid or a 5-iron. But anyway, it was a great experience. The American Century Championship was so much fun. Joe Pavelski won it with another birdie on 18, which he really didn't need, but he got it anyway. I mean, it's just, it's a great, great week to be able to spend around so many people, learn so much from them, and see the incredible athleticism they have. And once again, Annika Sorenstam got close.
Yeah.
John Smoltz, at his, you know, age, he wanted to be the oldest player to win. He came close. But it's just a great bunch of people, a great, great time.
Who did you play with?
I played with Mike Vrabel and Kyle Juchek.
Oh, wow.
On Sunday. Yeah, I had a great visit with Mike, and Kyle's just a terrific kid. You know, I mean, he was, San Francisco had cut him.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, a lot of suitors came, and all of a sudden, San Francisco said, well, maybe we're not going to get rid of you.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you now. And it was a great experience. It really was.
Hmm. All right. So we know, I think we've had you on, somebody else at the stage. I think we had you on talking about the Terry deal. I know your general sentiment is that you got to pay Terry. What was your take on his little press conference yesterday, just kind of giving his perspective? I thought it was great. I didn't think it was out of character, but some people have taken it as kind of a diva-like move.
And definitely not a diva-like move. I mean, he wants to be here. He wants to play for this franchise. He's done so much for this franchise. And I think what you heard was just really what he said was frustration by the lack of communication. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, think of any relationship. When there's not communication, there's frustration. I don't care what relationship you're in, whether it's you know, with your spouse, whether it's with your kids, whether it's in business. It doesn't matter what's going on. If there's no communication, it's very difficult to understand where you stand. I mean, you look at, I mean, Terry's numbers are just, I mean, amazing to me. He's at 50. His salary's 15.5 this year, and then you look at the salaries. Ja'Marr Chase, $40 million. Justin Jefferson, 35. CeeDee Lamb, 34. DK Metcalf, 33. AJ Brown, 32. Then you get all the way down to Jalen Waddle, who's number 10, at 28.5. I mean, I don't know what the number is, but I know that Terry brings so much more to this franchise than just his athleticism and his touchdowns and the way he plays. He's a charactered individual. He's great in the locker room. He's never been a problem. He works his rear end off. And here's the thing that you know, I don't know the numbers, and I don't, you know, I certainly don't understand what Adam and Josh and the guys are going to do there in with the team, but I do know that if you look at a guy like Terry McLaurin, and you see what he's done and what he accomplished last year, I mean, 82 catches last year, and then all of a sudden you want to bring other people in, and players aren't stupid. They step back and they say, well, this franchise is not going to pay a guy of this quality, of this character, great locker room person, great work ethic, great individual in the community. If they're not going to pay him, because all the guys have in their mind what they believe is a fair value. If they're not going to pay them or even come close to the number that whatever it might be, then I might think about not going there. See, because this has a ripple effect the way I look at it. It affects other players that you might want to bring in. That's the other thing too, is there's so many positive things that are happening with this franchise, from a new stadium to a new facility, to basically the way it's being built, to the players that have been brought in, to what they're building in such a wonderful way. This becomes one of those question marks where you say, why? I don't understand why. And I guess that's the thing that's, you know, got me a little bit curious as to why, first of all, why no communication? And secondly, you know, why can't he be in this category of somewhere between 28 and, you know, obviously not the 40? I mean, when you really think about it, you've got, T. Higgins at 28 and Ja'Marr Chase at 40. I mean, they're both Cincinnati Bengals. You got $70 million tied up in wide receivers.
Joe, you touched on the lack of communication between the two parties over a month. That kind of jumped out at me. Is that common in NFL negotiations? Is that common for Adam Peters? Do you know any of that behind the scenes, why it's been so long?
I do not. I don't have any. Certainly Adam, I think he's done a fantastic job as our GM in bringing people in, the right kind of people, not just players, but the right kind of people, I think, is what I've seen. This is why I look at Terry's situation a little different, because, you know, you're building an environment. You're building a football team with people that, you know, are of character. But I don't know what the number is. But, yeah, I was very curious when Terry mentioned the fact that there'd been a lack of communication. We're getting towards the beginning of training camp, and it's certainly not the story that you want dominating our team as you move into preparation for the season. This season is going to be an entirely different season. You just look at the schedule. You look at the blocks of games that we have to play. I mean, you hit the middle of the season, you've got Dallas, the Chiefs, you've got Seattle, you've got the Lions. Then you go to Madrid. And then you look at the way the season ends with the Giants, the Eagles, the Cowboys, and again, the Eagles. There are blocks in there. And then you get the Broncos and Vikings. You're playing, probably one of the toughest schedules in football. And you really want to be focused totally on football. Mm. And, this becomes a conversational distraction.
Curious, you played with the Redskins when John Riggins held out an entire season. What was that season like for you guys? Actually finished 10-6 that year. It wasn't like you were bad, but Terry's a totally different type of guy than John, but what do you remember about that?
I just remembered the loss. It affected what we were able to do offensively. John was a big part of what we did offensively. He started the whole train moving. And if John ran well, we did well. If without John, we had to find other ways to try and accomplish that. And that's the big challenge. And the other thing, too, is when you look at Terry's skill set, look at the other receivers on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go? Who becomes the horse? Yeah, well, look at the receivers.
It would be Debo if Terry's not there.
Yeah.
Well, but they're two entirely different players.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, of course.
Here's Debo's, okay, since he came in the league, all right, 2019, 57 catches.
Mm-hmm.
2020, 33. 21 was his best year at 77. Then you had 56, 60, and 51. Now, touchdown production, three in 24 was hurt. 7, 2, 6, 1, 3. You can't compare Debo to Terry. They're two entirely different players. They'll be used probably. I'm sure they'll be used differently in the system. So, I just when you think about taking a stance on someone and saying, okay, if it doesn't work out, and I don't know, I don't know anything about the negotiations. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything that Adam is thinking or Terry is thinking. But when you sit down and look at it and say, okay, where do you go after Terry? If we don't have him on our team, what's our next best option?
Debo.
Is it a rookie wide receiver? I mean, Debo, but he's not a wide receiver. He's not going to play him outside all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get that production from the X or Z receivers, I don't believe.
By the way, I misspoke. You guys finished 6-10 the year that...
Yeah,
that Riggins,
say,
you were 10-6 the year before, then he held out and he goes 6-10. I'm curious, in all your years.
Jack Pardee got fired because of
it. Yeah. Mm. I'm curious, in all your years playing, or maybe when you were commentating for ESPN, did you ever have a contract situation which just built up an animus between you and either the team or you and the company that you're working for?
Well, when Mr. Cook owned the team, I never said, I got frustrated in the negotiations in my last contract. I did it myself, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to drive out to Mr. Cook's house and he would say, nope, not ready. And then we'd ride around on his Tennessee Walkers and we'd visit a little bit. And then I'd go home and I made five trips out to his house. And it became frustrating thinking that you might have a deal or you might be able to know what was going on. But we did communicate. And like I said, that's the one thing. Any type of communication is really what I think, I know from a player standpoint, is what you're looking for. You may disagree on guarantees. You may disagree on length of contract. You may disagree on numbers. Certainly the player takes one stance. Management takes another one. But the lack of communication is the thing that, it would make it easier, I think. I know for Terry, it would at least make it easier as any player to where are we? Let's talk about it. And I don't know whether you can say that they've both sort of taken a stance and that's where it's going to be. But, I just think that the communication is such a big part of it. I certainly since Terry's frustration in his comments the other day.
Is it your gut, though, that and your vibe that eventually they'll get something done? It might be 2 weeks into camp, but eventually they'll get something done.
I think so. Yeah. I think, where's your option? If you step back and look at, you know, where we are as a team and the pieces in place, what's your next best option after Terry if he doesn't play? And, you know, he's in the last year of a contract, and it doesn't serve him well not to participate, but it also sort of is upsetting a little bit of the apple cart that's running so smoothly with such great expectations. And like I said, he was here before a new ownership came, and he was still a star in the community as a player in the locker room. I mean, if Terry winds up going someplace else, he's going to make that football team better.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly I would not want to see him go anyplace else. I believe he's just a really special kind of football player and person.
Yeah. That's funny because I said before we took calls today, Joe, that I would think that most people, I mean, 9 out of 10 would be on Terry's side here, but we took a lot of calls. There are a lot of people that are kind of just looking out for the team, and they were on Adam Peters' side saying, look, this is a business thing.
On our poll, it's 70-30.
He's got to look out for the team for the next 3 or 4 years, not just this
Certainly.
Year.
Certainly. But here's the thing, and I'm glad you brought that up. And those people that took that view, let me just say this. This team is not strapped with a quarterback that's making $50 or $60 million.
Right.
So economically, if you just look at it economically, this football team should be in a pretty good position for the next 2-3 years, for sure, to be able to basically pay, you know, different players if they need to, or bring people in at a different value, because Jaden doesn't have that big contract like you have in Dallas or in Cincinnati or so many other places, or Miami, where you're looking at $265 million, $280 million for the quarterback. So the economics, you know, from that perspective, and I understand, hey, we know it's a business. I understand that part of it. But when you look at what the franchise possibly could afford, it's different than a whole lot of other places because of Jaden's terrific play and his salary.
Oh yeah. And this is the time to do it.
Yep. Got
to
cash in on that.
Just wait until 2028.
Hey, Joe, thanks for coming on. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yes, sir.
Great to visit with you guys. Love listening to you.
Yep. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, pal.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Where's Joe living? In Memphis?
He's got a couple spots.
He lives.
He's got one in Florida and one in Memphis.
He's got a house here.
He has one here, too.
He lives out a little west of Leesburg.
Must be nice to have three houses.
Nice.
At least. At least.
Minimum of three houses.
Yeah. I think he's got a restaurant in Destin, Florida.
Okay.
Might be wrong on the exact
city. Is it called Theismann's, like the old Theismann's? No, it's probably rebranded, probably something different.
I don't know. Yeah. Good question. Went to the place, off Route 28. Yeah, the Theismann's off Route 28.
Yeah, he had one or two of them.
I don't know if that was considered.
Did he have one out like in the Columbia area at one point?
Maybe.
I feel like it was like 20, 30 years ago. A long time ago.
But yeah, he bounces around.
Absolute stud. It's always a pleasure and actually kind of a thrill to have Joe T on.
All right, so he was pro Terry, so let's see.
Oh, he's pro Terry for sure. The saga continues, mm-hmm. O'Cakes.
All right, coming up next, it is Game Show Wednesday. We'll play Name That Holdout as we have Where the Party At tour tickets on the line. You can call in now at 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.